I believe in putting it down.
I believe in doctor's visits.
I believe in being yourself.
I believe in gum.
I believe in getting lost.
I believe in midnight snacks.
I believe in fear.
I believe in ice cream.
I believe in fairies.
I believe in sledding.
I believe in water guns.
I believe in music.
I believe in teammates.
I believe in running.
I believe in wrong turns.
I believe in family.
This, we believe.
Charlie Higgins is a 15-year-old from Chatham, New Jersey. He attends Chatham High School and spends 3 afternoons a week rock climbing at the Gravity Vault in Chatham. After he graduates, he hopes to move out west to Colorado and open a rock climbing gym there.
40 feet off the ground, I fumble with the rope, desperately trying to loop the rope through the clip before I fall. My arms are about to give out as I finally clip the rope, then I let go. I fall 10 feet towards the ground before the rope catches me, and I hang swinging like I'm on the world's biggest swing set. Now, climbing did come naturally to me, but that doesn't mean I started at the level I'm at today. Not even close. My friend Jack introduced me to climbing when I was 12. The mix of strength, precision, and adrenaline got me hooked almost immediately. At first, I was tentative. I would not try anything I knew I couldn't easily do. But still, I wanted nothing more than to get better, so I took a class at the Gravity Vault. 3 years later, I still climb at the Gravity Vault 3 or 4 times a week. Back to the first class I took. The class was for kids ages 9 to 13, and being 12 at the time, I figured I would be with other kids my age. I was wrong. I was the only kid in the class, over 10 years old, and I was a head taller than any other kid. This was a blessing and a curse. It was embarrassing to be the oldest kid in the class, but at the same time, this caused the instructor, Matt, whom I'm still friends with today, to give me more responsibility and teach me more than the other kids. I learned the basics of climbing techniques and how to position my body in a way that I wouldn't have all the weight on my arms. I started challenging myself by trying harder routes. I didn't always make it to the top, and I hated that. If I didn't finish a climb, I would work on it until I got it, no matter how long it took. Even though I liked climbing before, that class was when I realized climbing was something I wanted to continue to do as long as I was able. After that class, I decided to try out for one of the 3 teams. I made the intermediate team, the worst of the 3. I stayed on that team for 2 months before I moved up to advanced. Now I was getting somewhere. In December 2015, I went to my first competition. I came in 8th of 28. I went to 2 more competitions that year and came in 11th and 5th. In April 2016, I moved up to the competitive team, where I still am today. Climbing has always been challenging for me, as I imagine it is for most people, but no feeling rivals the feeling of finishing a climb that I worked on for weeks on end. Climbing is not only challenging physically, though. More often than not is the mental aspect that is preventing me from finishing. Most people don't understand the amount of mental strength needed to pull yourself up on handholds the size of bottle caps. Climbing has helped me to learn to stay level-headed, because the absolute worst thing to do when you're 75-plus feet off the ground is panic. Things that used to worry me about school and life no longer cause me anxiety, because I would stop and relax and think about what I needed to do, just like I always do when stuck on the wall. This is probably going to sound really weird based off what you heard earlier in the essay, but I am terrified of heights, and I have been as long as I can remember. I don't know what possessed me to listen to Jack when he told me to try climbing, and to this day, I don't know why I haven't quit. But there is something about the fear that attracts me to it. Pushing boundaries and facing fears has always been something that I've believed in and felt the need to do, even before I started climbing.